Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the pioneers of the online world. They got her right out of elementary school, ladies and gentlemen, back in the 90s. And she was part of the early teams that created handy tools for you and me to use online. And she's the author of a number of books, including e-commerce question and answer book, including e-learning 2.0, and the new book called Project Management. I'm going to get her to tell us about that. It's brand spanking new. She's going to explain why we should care about it. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back on your show.
Good to have you back.
And I can't say I was a creator of the Internet because I'm not an engineer. I didn't program anything. But I was hired into Netscape, and my first job is no one had ever taken a product and launched it on the web.
And I
launched products, and they said, how do you do it on the web?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that e-commerce was not even a word almost back then, was it?
It was not yet a word back there. E-business wasn't a word. No one had started putting E in front of all
that?
The normal
things
we've done.
So what was that, 95?
96.
96, which is the year before I launched my first website.
Oh, yeah. It was very, very early on.
Yeah, which by the way, I still have that same website.
Let me rephrase this.
I still have the same URL. It's a different website.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So, okay, what's going on why do we need to know about project management?
Well, you know what? If you're going to do something, you need to be able to manage it. And I'm a big one on that's my core is launching products and project management.
Mm-hmm.
And the project management piece is there's different phases that every project needs to go through. And I'll tell you, I redid my kitchen, and I'm one of the few people I know. I didn't hire a kitchen designer. I did everything myself.
Good for you.
And it came out on time and on budget.
Me too. I do stuff like that too.
And
of course, we're
I'm a hands-on kind of person.
Well, we also have our own opinions too, don't we, Anita?
Yes.
It's not like we need somebody to say what color, help us decide what color I want.
Right, exactly. I have been looking forward to
We know our own minds, don't we, Anita?
Exactly. But there's a process that you go through. If you want something to come out on time and on budget, mm-hmm. There's a process that you need to go through, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, and it doesn't matter how big your organization is. Do you have one person? Do you have 100,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still need to go through the same process if you want it out on time and on budget?
What's the first step?
The first step is having a concept, a clear concept that you write down. What do you want to do? And big businesses and small businesses make a mistake and don't write it down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? They get this idea, especially, and it doesn't matter if you're, usually it's an executive at a big business, gets an idea and says, okay, we're going to go do it. And they don't write down clearly what is the idea.
And I've been talking about this as one of the longest topics that I've ever covered on the show is business planning.
Right.
And even though you and I both have our business plans in our head, what I remind people is, there's something powerful about your idea looking back at you from a sheet of paper.
Right.
I'm not even talking about on a screen. I mean, if you create it on a computer, print it out, lay it down on the desk, and look at it on a sheet of paper. There's something that changes. There things are revealed to you. Clarity happens. When you look at something, when your idea looks back at you on a sheet of paper.
Well, the thing is in our mind, when we design something or all the whole we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all kind of filled in by our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually have to write it down, then you start seeing the whole. So the first step is to write it down.
Can I also say something about writing it down? Don't worry that what you're writing has to be perfect. As it's coming out of your head, let it come out.
Right, right. Just get right down your idea. And then the next step is you need to vet your idea. Basic, that's 101 of any kind of business plan, but any project you're going to do is the next one is vetted. Now, if you're talking about a kitchen, it's a different kind of vetting than if you're talking about
something you're going to do at work. You mean let other people look at it? Are you talking about due diligence to see if hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about vetting and other elements of project management from one of the masters, Anita Rosen. She and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.